The International Management Trainee Program is a 16-month traineeship program for young graduates who want to gain experience in the retail industry and pursue a career in management.
Experience, the podcast provided by Uniport, the career service of the University of Vienna. Welcome to the new episode of the career podcast Experience. I am Joyce, and today I have the opportunity to interview my two guests, Rebecca and Dominic. Rebecca and Dominic are both international management trainees at REWE International. REWE International thrives in Central and Eastern Europe, operating in 9 countries. Their trading companies are Billa, Penny, Iki, Adek and Pippa. Welcome, Rebecca, and welcome, Dominic.
Hi, nice to meet
Hello.
You.
Hello, nice to meet you too.
It's so nice to have you today. So today is also a very special podcast for me since it's our first podcast in English, actually. And also it's our first podcast that we are recording virtually. So I'm in the studio and Rebecca and Dominic are joining me virtually via a video call. So having said that, let's dive into the topic. My first question is, both of you are international management trainees. Could you describe the program in short and what is it all about?
Sure. So the International Management Trainee Program, which is the full name of it, is a 16-month long traineeship program for young graduates, as we are with Rebecca, who basically want to gain experience in the retail industry and pursue a career in management. It is organized by REWE International, or Handels International in German. And it is basically aimed at getting to know the retail business from scratch and gaining specific skills in the field that we decided to develop in or work in the future. Maybe what I would like to add to the introduction is that this program is very internationally oriented. That means there are 2 international projects that take place in different countries apart from our home country. And that is, in my opinion, something in which I see the value added of this whole trainee program, which could boost others in their further professional lives.
Thank you so much, Dominic, for explaining what the program is all about. So you mentioned that it's for young graduates. So now I would like to know, what did both of you study?
I have a rather diverse background because I did my first bachelor study in marketing here in Vienna. And then through my program at VKV, that's the university's name, I had the chance to do my second bachelor's degree in corporate communication in Australia, Brisbane. And after that, I went on doing my master's degree, which the first one I did in Krems in international business and economic diplomacy. And here again, I had the chance to do a second master's degree in Australia again in Brisbane. And I studied their business, but with a different core focus than my first international business master's. So I had a specialization in management and logistics, as well as consulting and financing. How about you, Dominic?
Well, so I studied at the University of Business and Economics in Prague in the Czech Republic, where I finished my bachelor's degree in international business. The program was basically aimed at receiving knowledge in the world economy, international business operations, and connected to it also logistics and supply chain management. The course, the whole course, was also internationally oriented. I took several classes in English and studied German there as well. I have been still learning German and I want to improve my especially speaking skills, so we'll see in the future. And furthermore to this, I had the opportunity to spend 1 semester abroad in Austria, in the city which is called Innsbruck. And I can definitely tell without any doubts that that was the time of my life. I mean, I met so many friends there. And yeah, I had the opportunity to live for the first time abroad for a longer period, just 1 or 2 weeks, which was the only time I spent abroad previously. So yeah, I learned a lot of this.
That sounds amazing. So both of you have a really interesting academic background. So once you graduated, why did you choose a trainee program over directly starting at a company?
Well, I chose this program because I felt in a way that I was not experienced, or I am not now experienced enough to take over a junior full-time position that would somehow satisfy my needs. Because simply, I didn't want to wait several years to pursue a career in any management position. And I felt that with this program, I could accomplish this by just applying and working this year and a half in it. And I think that this program could open many doors for my professional development.
So what about you, Rebecca? Why did you choose the traineeship program over a direct entry?
Honestly, I have been working in fields of marketing before, and when I decided to switch my career, I wanted to work for Rewe. And since Rewe is such a huge company with so many different and interesting departments, I wasn't quite sure where or what my future holds at Rewe. And when I saw the traineeship at Rewe, I was so focused on applying there and getting into that program that I could not think about anything else than just the positive aspects of that traineeship here at Rewe. So it was just like I saw the traineeship and I applied without any doubt. I was so happy when I got accepted.
So if I now imagine like a average working day, Rebecca, how does your normal working day look like?
Well, typical working days are for me a matter of definition here at Rewe, and within our trainee program. We get to have so many different insights into the different departments that you don't really have like that typical working day, which one would call it, since obviously we're still learning and there are so many different informations coming from so many different people on a daily basis that we're just trying our best to learn as much as possible and help wherever we can. So every day is kind of different. There are long days as well as short days, and I think because of that is a good balance.
So Dominic, let me ask you, what have been the highlights so far for you in the program?
I'd say that for me, working in Billa stores in general, as I shortly described, because I met so many people there that I believe I wouldn't have had the opportunity to meet without working there. And also, it was very enlightening in a way of understanding not only the processes of our company, but also the employees, understanding the employees working there. I had a lot of fun working there, even though there were plenty of difficult shifts that sucked. And yeah, I hate those morning alarms at 5 a.m. They almost killed me. But I'm super glad that we had this opportunity to actually work in the stores. And if I had to choose one specific highlight from this period of time, it would be helping out one blind lady with her shopping, because she came to that specific store regularly. And yeah, I met with her around 3 or 4 times. And every time she visited the store, we had a lovely conversation about her life, my life. And it was just nice, and in a way, it melted my heart.
That sounds like a very wholesome meeting and encounter. Thanks for sharing that. What about you, Rebecca? What have been your highlights so far in the program?
I believe that every phase is a highlight for itself. So every time I get into a new department, I meet so many new people and I learn so many new things. So overall, the highlight would be for me being able to connect the dots and being able to understand the process. When I started working in the stores, I never really understood what or how big the influence would be from the headquarters making the decisions for us in the store. So now that I understand why they make which decision, I just have a wholesome moment for myself, because I realize whenever I will make a decision here at Rewe in the headquarters, I will always have to consider everyone that is involved in that. And realizing that and having the opportunity to have known or made the knowledge and the experience in the stores gives me the feeling of trying to make it better for everyone and finding the best solution for everyone. And that's a whole highlight for me and for my whole experience. It's kind of like a bus, and I make stops in every department. And while I make that stop, there is a highlight taking place in an empty seat, kind of, if you want to have it visually. And in the end, I will have so many different highlights thanks to that trainee program that I am just looking forward to when I finish that program, because I go out of that program with so many new people, so many new experiences, so many new insights that I could not put a finger on just one highlight throughout that traineeship so far.
So you two have previously told me about the highlights that you've had so far. I would also like to know if there are any challenges. So like, let's look at the other side. Like, who can you address? Like, who can you contact if you're facing a challenge?
Well, so for challenges, there are plenty of options for whom to reach out during our journey in this program. So it's either program management, our local HR mentor, or buddy. So for the program management, it's namely Katarina and Julia. They are both responsible for this whole program, and they help us mainly with connecting with the right people, and they have been developing this program and our program in perspective departments. So there's this list of what we should do during the period, or what should we see to just fulfill the tasks or fulfill the program in general. Then there is local HR that is specifically for me and Laura, because we are not located in Austria, but me in the Czech Republic, Laura in Lithuania. So we are in contact with our local HR. They help us basically with all the administrative stuff, and also they help us with managing the tasks in the departments here or in our respective countries. And finally, there is mentor and buddy. Mentor is for us somebody who is in the upper management position. So for example, for me, it is the CFO of Bela Slovakia. And we have this bi-weekly calls together. We catch up together, we discuss what's new, what basically I managed to do and what I was doing that like past period of time. And also he's been helping me a lot with, for example, making decisions, or he helped me with the preparation of presentation that I had to create for board members here in the Czech Republic. And finally, there's a buddy for everybody assigned. They are former trainees from the past round, and they help us with everything we are undertaking and we are dealing with at the moment. We can reach them out with every problem that we have. So they're just like us.
So that seems like you have a lot of support in case you're facing a challenge, or at least people that you can reach out to. So Rebecca, I would like to know, if you compare yourself at the start of the program compared to today, what development have you already gone through?
Linking that with Dominic's answer, as he said that throughout the program, we have mentors and buddies by our sides. I definitely see a development in my personal life, because in the beginning of that program, since everything is new, Rewe is such a huge company. The program has so many different aspects. I was overwhelmed, I would say. And in the beginning, I relied a lot on my buddy. So she helped me out a lot. I had so many questions for her. It felt like I spoke to her on a daily basis because I was so overwhelmed with everything. And now, being into that program for a few months now, I sometimes think about her and realize, oh, I have not texted her. I have not spoken with her in so many weeks. Maybe I should just hit her up. That's the moment when I realized, well, I can cope with that on my own. I know my way around now. So throughout the last couple of weeks and months, I've also realized that in a professional matter, my ability to combine and connect different insights and the different departments, how they work together, has evolved, which made me not need my buddy on a daily basis, which I just love because I felt like I would be a burden for her. And additional to that, the traineeship made me able to build bridges professionally as well as personally. As I mentioned before, I met so many different people. And I believe that as soon as you meet someone new, doesn't matter if it's just a work colleague or someone higher up, it makes you realize that they have achieved so much already. And that makes me personally want to thrive for more. So I'm more focused. I'm so much into working here at Rewe that I do so many different things for Rewe. There are so many possibilities to do something for myself within Rewe that I always just agree and do everything that comes along.
What about you, Dominic? If you think back 5 months ago and now, what would you like compare yourself? What was the development that you've already gone through?
In small talks. Because this is something that I wasn't used to. For example, hearing me during a one-to-one meeting asking somebody, oh, how are you? Without like answering with a long, long answer. It was a rare experience. No, but for real, I believe that nowadays I could better organize my day and the time management in general as for example, now there are plenty of assignments from several people that I receive, and I just simply had to structure them in a way to meet important deadlines. And I think that in this way I developed myself because it was a little problem in the beginning, for example, to meet some deadlines.
Yeah, I think there is a rapid growth in a program like this because you always have to adapt and like face new situations and meet new people. So if you put yourself in the shoes of someone who's just finishing their degree, do you have any advice that you would give them when they're looking for a job or if they're trying to search for the direction that they're going to go?
Well, personally, I would say it's always a good idea to start a traineeship when being uncertain about the area one would like to work in. And I can imagine for most university graduates, that's the case, not being sure what the future holds, where they can see themselves working for many years. So, for example, being interested in retailing and especially being interested in working for Rewe, I would say that is always a good idea because I still enjoy being here. I feel like that is one of the best choices I made because it opens so many different doors as well. It's not that it only allows the trainee to see the daily business and the different departments within such a huge company. It gives one a good chance or even a great experience to be working in different departments, which helps university graduates, I reckon, as well when being uncertain about the future. And especially when choosing a trainee program at Rewe, I think one should be sure or certain about what retailing entails completely. So knowing the different drivers gives the the graduates a better understanding what matters and what values we have here at Drewe. And if you can see yourself, or if those matters and values get along with yours, then it's always a good idea to come to Drewe, especially because that trainee program offers so many different aspects and holds so much for one's future.
So Dominic, would you still have any additional tips for anyone who's like specifically interested in the traineeship program at Drewe International?
Well, I think Rebecca mentioned everything that I would say as well. Maybe one, but that is a super cliche. But yeah, I'll add it. It's just go for it. Go for it. Go to the websites and apply for this or any similar trainee position, and just simply give it a shot. Because for me, that was the case that I was unsure about what I would do after finishing or graduating from my university. And yeah, simply I just saw this opportunity, this position. So I was like, okay, I'll try it. I'll see that nothing is going on and it's not something that's like super important for me. So yeah, I applied and I think that I was quite relaxed and chilled during the interview because I knew that this wasn't like the most stressful thing and occasion in my life. So even though I didn't finish some task in time during the interview, I was chilled and it went quite smoothly. And yeah, you see now that I was accepted to this position. So I think it helped. And I think that for everybody, something will eventually come up and he or she would be satisfied.
So one final question to the both of you, like which future aspect of the trainee program are you most looking forward to?
For me, I'm most looking forward to the international phase, which we said is up next. I'm going to be working in the strategic purchase department at BIPA in Croatia. And I think it's a very interesting project. Well, I believe it's a very interesting project, otherwise I would not have chosen that. So yeah, I will have the possibility to working on a very appealing project with new people and a whole new setting, which I always enjoy. I love traveling. As I mentioned in the beginning, I studied in Australia, so I have no problem with being somewhere I have never been before. I actually enjoy that quite much. And I believe that this phase will help me find my place here at Drewe. And that's, I guess, the reason why I'm so much looking forward to that phase. Because, yeah, I'm happy to be part of that program. I'm even more happy so to be part of a new team soon, Viva Croatia. So very exciting time ahead, and I'm very much looking forward to that.
Well, what about you, Dominic? What are you still looking forward to in the program?
Same as Rebecca. I'm looking forward for our international phase projects and also in more future time for our headquarters project, because these two projects or phases, that was something I was really looking forward to even before I was accepted to this position. Because that is something I wanted to experience. I wanted to go abroad and spend more time abroad because, yeah, same as Rebecca, I love traveling. I love exploring new cultures. So that is something what could help me working and just living internationally. So for the closest future, there is this international phase project that takes place in Italy, in Milan. Yeah, as I mentioned before, it is about the optimization of logistics deliveries. So I will be working in logistics department, and that is the field I would like to develop in the future. So I'm very looking forward to it, to work there, to meet the people there, and yeah, just to experience Italian culture.
That sounds like exciting times ahead of you. On that note, I thank you so much for being part of today's podcast episode, and I wish you all the best, and also all the best for your international projects as well. And yeah, it was great to meet you.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you very much.